Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning, Monday, June the 26th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees and cloudy skies in the area. Another gloomy day in this season of summer here in Ohio. Don't forget, we'll be at the Marion County Fair starting next week. Going to be a lot of fun. I do have the fair book now, so the fair information is out here. Senior Citizen and Canned Food Day will be Monday, Kids Day Wednesday, Veterans Day is Friday, Monday Harness Racing, Monday and Tuesday starting at 11 a.m., Tough Truck Monday 7:30, Fireworks Tuesday July 4th at 10 p.m., Truck Pool Wednesday 7:30, Tractor Pool Thursday at 7:30, Rodeo Friday at 7:30, and the Demo Derby Saturday at 6:30. And next week, we'll be giving you the times that I will be there, Pastor Craig will be there, I will be there with a person who has some knowledge of the fair. Matter of fact, when I said to her, I said, you know, can you come over to the fair for a few days, because I don't know anything about these animals. She said, you're talking my language, so we're going to test her next week. It's going to be fun. Out at the Marion County Fair. And again, you know, there's always trouble at the fair, so it's going to be trouble. Because you see everybody you know, there's going to be trouble. I'm just letting you know right now, even if there's not trouble, there could be trouble. And things we've talked about here this morning were pretty much my past weekend here. The trip to the Sawyer Sanitarium, Del Taco over to Lincoln Park, where the Chicago Cubs played a game against President Harding's team, the Kerrigan Taylors, back September 5th, 1920, 5,000 people on hand. The GNR was at the GNR this past Saturday. All right, does anybody know what GNR stands for without asking? You know, I know LNK was Ludwig and Kibbe, but I have no idea what GNR stands for. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. GNR, what in the world does it stand for? And do you like the bologna sandwich over there? I think it's okay. Again, but I'm not a bologna person. But I did have the bologna sandwich because I was at the GNR. And does anybody know how and when it became famous? I don't know. Is it because of the bologna sandwich? I really don't know. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Also, talking about the Sawyer Sanitarium here, you know, I don't know. To me, it has a significance because of Florence Harding, former First Lady. Because the Sawyer Sanitarium that is left is up on Main Street across from Trinity Baptist Church. Used to be apartment buildings, now looks like it's abandoned. I don't know if that's where Florence Harding was, or if she had a cottage out at Sawyer Ludwig Park, or where she died, or what the whole thing is there. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
So they're not going to have Ladies' Day anymore?
You know, that's interesting. That's a very good question. It's not in the fair book. Maybe it's because they're down to 6 days now.
What's the admission now?
You know, the admission cost, you know, let me see here. I don't know if that's on the front of this or not. They have a very big fair book this year. They must have a lot of sponsors. Let's see here. Here we go. One-day admission at the gate, adult, age 11 and over, $10.
$10.
Season pass is $25. Membership pass is 25. Exhibitor pass is 20. And a pit pass, I think that's for the horse racing, is 10. You going to come out and see us next week?
Probably not.
Well, at least you're very honest. What did you think of the top?
Well, I mean, I got to work. And plus, I mean, I don't know. I don't ride rides. And the food's not good for you. About the only thing I want to do is see the animals.
Well, you know we're going to do a lot. Well, you can just listen to us then. We'll be your link to the fair.
Yeah, I'll drive by and watch everybody else have fun and blow their money.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun because we have our animal expert who's going to be with us, I think, the first 3 days of the fair. Pastor Craig, I think, is going to be with us pretty much all week. Matthew's coming over quite a bit. Sean's coming over quite a bit. And then we have some special guests who I'm still trying to nail down. But plus we'll have all the kids who are showing animals and the politicians.
Yeah, that would be, if I was going to go, I would want to. I like to see the animals. That's fun.
Now, Friday night, do you like the top 10 list? Because if you do, then we've got to get Abby working on another one for Friday night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I thought that was fun too. I mean, is that Friday night show not a lot of fun? When we leave that show, Matt and Sean and I, it just seems like we're having fun. It's a fun night.
Yeah. It seems like it's not quite so. You know, your morning show is more business-like and formal, a little more laid back.
Yeah, it's very laid back. We try, unless there's something big in the news, we try not to do any news on Friday night. We just try to have fun and do kind of offbeat things. And I really, really enjoy being with them. It's a lot of fun. It's really like a party. It's not like going to work. It's like a party on Friday night.
Party on, dude.
Party on. Now, I was going to ask you, do you know anything about the GNR, the Sawyer Ludwig, Linkin Park, any of that?
No, I have been to the GNR before, but it's been so many years I don't hardly even remember. Like, what all did you say comes on their famous bologna sandwich? I couldn't even remember that part.
Now, it's a big piece of bologna, and I'm not even really sure that, I'm sure it is bologna, but big piece, and they fry it, so it tastes kind of like ham. And on the top of it, there's melted mozzarella cheese. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And then they have sweet pickles instead of dill pickles on it. And then I think there was some lettuce on mine.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. But I'm just not a bologna person, but because I went there, I thought I'm going to go for this. And the funny thing to me is, 10 minutes up the road, it's not a far drive, and it was not that expensive. I had the bologna sandwich. I had two pops. I had curly fries, mozzarella sticks. The person with me, I think, had a cheeseburger, regular fries, and two or three drinks. And I don't even think it was $30.
Wow, that is affordable.
Well, I know, especially in today's world.
Right.
And I'll go anywhere where you can get off on the cheap.
yeah. I don't know much about this Sawyer Sanitarium. Matter of fact, I was hoping to learn by listening to you because that is Marion history.
Well, what I'm surprised about, and I understand everything's gone now out at Sawyer Ludwig Park and that building on Main Street across from Trinity Baptist, which I'm sure you pass a lot, is abandoned now. I didn't realize that until Saturday. But there is no historical marker there at all or at Sawyer Ludwig Park, which is odd to me, because that's where Mrs. Harding spent her last days and possibly died at one of those locations, and there's nothing. But then I got to thinking, is there any historical marker to Florence Harding and Marion at all?
Yeah, don't you have somebody on there that's associated, that comes on every once in a while with the Historical Society?
Yeah, Fred Malone.
Yeah, that'd be a good Fred Malone question.
I'm going to have to ask him because, you know, I think, I believe one day, hopefully many years from now, when Mary Ellen is gone, she will have a historical marker. But I don't understand why Florence Harding doesn't have one, and I don't understand why Marilyn Meskey doesn't have one.
Yeah, definitely. Those are pretty good questions.
Yeah, so I think somebody's going to have to work on that here in town. Maybe
you would think that they would want to showcase that a little bit more, seeing as how they're doing that Marion made the big Marion made this push.
Oh, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. When I was at the Sawyer Sanitarium on Main Street on Saturday, we had to stand across the street just to take a picture because of the way it is. And so we were over at the Trinity Baptist Church. And on the steps of the Trinity Baptist Church, which is historic because that's where Harding went to church, and I think they even have a plaque there that says that. But,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, that's where President Harding went to church when he lived here, Trinity Baptist. The old one. That's why they kept the old building. A lot of people wonder why they didn't tear down the old church, because now they're in the bigger church right next door, which is where they actually hold church. The reason they kept the old church is because that's where President Harding attended.
Hmm. But, did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm standing over there. Isn't it interesting? It's also right across from the Sawyer Sanitarium. So I'm standing there, and up on the steps of the old Trinity Baptist Church is one of those cardinals. And it's the Marian Maid cardinal. And I had never, because, you know, that really did not thrill me, that whole cardinal thing. I mean, it's
funny. Oh, no, no, we don't want to make that one lady mad. Don't talk bad about the cardinal.
No, no, it's fine. Oh, yes, God bless the cardinals. You know, if you like them, good for you. It's okay. But
the cardinals are great. We love them.
We love the cardinals. But I went up there, and I took a picture, you know, because I document everything so I can put it on social media. So if people want to see these things and don't get out, they can. And I went up there, and, you know, they're just fiberglass cardinals. And I don't know that they're going to last a whole long time. I mean, they're not very heavy at all, and they are fiberglass. I thought there was more to them than that.
Hmm.
I never touched one.
Well, now you can say you've touched a cardinal.
I've touched the Marian Maid cardinal. My goodness.
I didn't know until they did that the cardinal is like five different state birds.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very I believe St. Louis has a lot to do with the cardinals. I mean, that's why their baseball teams named the cardinals. But do you ever go out to the baseball field and think President Harding threw a pitch on this field and the Chicago Cubs played baseball out here? The kids out there loved that when I told them that.
No.
I just go around educating. That's what I do on my weekends. I just go around educating people.
We all have to live vicariously through you.
I know. Well, you know, and I thought these kids couldn't care less when because I'm singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and telling the story, and I'm thinking they probably think he's nuts. And no, what they wanted to know was, what are you doing? Why is this place important? Where can we see these videos? You know, they were engaged, and these kids were probably 15, 16, young kids.
Have you given up hope yet on the dog collar?
No, no, no. And you know what? That is, you know what I'm trying, I'm glad you, we must be on of the same mind. Because the reason I start.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, I know. You know, sometimes deep waters come in. But, you know, and maybe the audience can help me with this. We have the $5,000 reward. We have the prosecutor and the police chief saying there will be no charges pressed, nothing done. But now here's my thing. What can we, this is what I've been thinking. What can we do? What can we add that's going to make that a big story? Because essentially that's what needs to happen. Something needs to be added to that so we can say all that. It's now $5,000. There's going to be no charges pressed, but we got to add something to it that's going to give it an oomph. And
it's already all over social media and the newspaper and the radio.
Right.
You know, how you could get the word out there anymore.
Well, there's got to be something gimmicky added. It's kind of like President Harding throwing out the first pitch. You know, that was all a gimmick. They brought the Cubs here. It was a gimmick that got it in the paper. Nobody would have cared.
Throw in a lifetime supply of Del Taco beanies, and I'm sure you'll get a call.
Well, what would be? You're exactly. It's something like that. You're right. What would it take? I mean, what is associated with a dog? What is associated with? By the way, I wonder why no place that serves hot dogs in Marion has ever named their hot dog the Laddie Boy. They should have done that. By the way, there's a marketing tip for all you people out there. There's got to be something that can be done that would entice somebody to do that, just for the sheer publicity value. Maybe we should set a date and go and sit. Well, Laddie Boy's not buried here. I don't even know where you'd go and sit. And just say, listen, we're going to sit here for 24 hours, And you can bring this call. You could be the person who stole it and tell us, and it won't matter because there's going to be no charges, and we're going to sit there with $5,000, and here you go. You show up, you get the collar.
Well, good luck, Scott.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If anybody has any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We got the $5,000. We got the idea that no charges are going to be pressed. We need some kind of gimmick in that whole laddie boy thing. All right, 740-751-4038. I think I'm going to open up a hot dog stand and call it the laddie boy. Would you come by a laddie boy? I'll tell you how you'd serve a laddie boy. You'd serve it with ketchup and mustard, but then you wouldn't put the ketchup and mustard on it because it's been stolen. That's how you do that. Okay, any information on the Sawyer Sanitarium or Lincoln Park where the Cubs played the Kerrigan Taylors back in 1920, 5,000 people on hand. I'm getting word here. Mary Online is listening. The GNR Tavern was named for its founders, George Yake and Roy Klingel. Well, there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit on the GNR if you want to hear a little bit on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
GNR stood, the owner was George Yates and Roy Klingel.
Okay.
When you're going down into Waldo, the last road, you look on the sign there if you ever go down again, and that last road going into Waldo is Klingel Road. But that, a lot of Klingels down around there at that time. But those two owned it. And then I think George Yates, he bought Roy Klingel out, and then they still had the GNR. Then he sold it. Later on, I think about 10 years ago, he sold that place for $250,000.
Quarter of $1 million.
$250,000 he got that, and then another people took it over a lot, and they had it for a real long time, but they've had some troubles with health and stuff like that. But I don't know for sure who, that's just immaterial, but I just thought I'd let you know about that. And a friend of mine and some other guys, they played ball for GNR softball, and they was down there drinking some beer one night, and George said, "Hey, the bar was up the street. It wasn't at that location at that time." And they said, "What do you need?" And he said, "Well, after I close the bar here," he said, "I need you guys to help me carry the bar. That's the bar where you sit up and drink and stuff at. I want you to carry that bar down the street because we're going to be at a new location." And they said, "Okay." He said, "Well, set them up again." And so after they got done with the last round of beer, why, all those eight guys and him and maybe a few others, they said that was really a heavy, heavy bar. And carried that from the one location to the original location where it is now. So that's a kind of a little gig on the bar. Base of the ball team helping him carry that down the street. So,
you know, I wonder what it is about that place that has made it so famous. Is it the bologna?
Yeah, I think you couldn't get that bologna anywhere, but they had their own recipe, like pizzas and stuff like that, and it took a hold, and people passing through and stuff, they probably was smart enough to advertised, and when you're going from here to there, or maybe from the Harding, going down south, stop at the GNR, and it just got a hold. And you're right, there's a lot of people from all over the country come there. Just, but you know how there's places that you hear about, and you say, "Hey, I'm going to stop that little burg off the main highway," and people do that, and they say, we had a couple there on the trivia there. Fingers Corners and stuff like that. And they got names to hold, back in the day.
Well, I still feel to this day at some point because, Michelle will not let me come down and work the speaker at the Stewart's, which I think is a big mistake. But my goal in life, I think at some point, is to open up a tiny, tiny, tiny restaurant kind of like the GNR, and I'm going to serve things like the Laddie Boy hot dog and, you know, get a little niche item going.
Well, you know what? You're biting an awful lot off here at your young age, Scott. You're going to be a gardener, and you're going to be a, no. A performer, and you're going to do this and that. Well, you know what? You're going to be an old man before you get all that stuff done.
Well, you got to hire good help. You got to get good help. I'm not going to serve at the restaurant. I'm just going to oversee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I got you. There's a lot of those people around the country. They call them billionaires. You know, they just oversee the stuff.
Well, you know,
But they just oversee it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just think. A few years ago, somebody brought up to me that they would like to be in the diner business. And at the beginning, I had no interest in being in the food business. But the more I learned about it, the more I thought, you know, it is kind of interesting how if you can keep your prices low, which the GNR does, and you can come up with something that not just hamburgers and pizza, like everybody serves, you can really do some interesting stuff. And I think... Obviously, the GNR has proved that out with bologna. Now, who is known for their hot dogs? Nobody. Now, some places serve them, but if you'd called it the Laddie Boy, and maybe you had a President Harding French fries and Florence Harding whatever, you know, you can just Marilyn Meskey. You can do a lot of stuff that would be very unique to your own establishment.
Eventually, maybe it'll come back, but they sure haven't took a care of President Harding's name ever since the day one that he was in the presidency and the going and stuff and the markers and stuff around about the Marion where I've lived all my life. So,
do you find it interesting that there's no marker for Florence Harding anywhere? Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know of anyone.
Well, I don't know. I have to go back in history about the other place. Lincoln and Washington and the whole ball of wax is our markers for the First Lady there. I don't know if it was tradition or not. But today, that's the First Lady is a big thing. They look at the First Lady and vote for the guy, whether the guy's worth a darn or not. They like the First Lady. You know, the voters go in different strategy of looking to see who they're going to vote for. And the First Lady is a big thing here in the United States anymore, it seems like.
Well, yeah, and we got to get one for Marilyn. The Marilyn Meskey thing is sad. There's got to be something done here in Marion for her.
And, you know, the First Ladies and stuff now, they contribute a lot. There, when we was out in Texas, Lady Bird Johnson, Lady Bird, did they call her that or not?
Oh, they called her, yeah, I don't remember what her, I think her first name was something like Jean or something like that. But, yeah, they called her Lady Bird.
Yeah, she had a beautiful view, I mean, acres of gardening. We went in there and toured that thing. It was really nice, nice place. And flowers growing along the highway and stuff that I think they was named after her or something. But anyhow, back there to Sawyer, I can remember now, and I can't quote all this because it's a long time, but you wasn't allowed back around Sawyer Sanitarium. And to me, I believe those cottages was there, but I can't believe because you wasn't thinking on the terms of remembering that, but you witnessed that. And the lake was there, and there we've had a lot of fun in sneaking in that lake, ice skating on that lake, and so on and so forth. But we slipped on up there, and we could see patients being wheeled out. That sanitarium was, I can remember, was a big, white building, like a hospital that had glass and stuff. You could see them in there with their white uniforms on, and they'd bring them out in wheelchairs and wheel them down that underneath that great arbor and take them out for air and stuff like they do at nursing homes and stuff, you know. And I don't know what all transpired there at that place, but that was an immaculate-looking place. And that people, I mean, lots of people was employed around there doing different things. And where you saw that and clear back where the lake is, there's a lot of space there that the park mows and stuff like that, and the frisbee thing. You'll have to play the frisbee thing there, but that is a historical place, and why that and the Harding home, the Sawyer Ludwig Park, the home where he lived over on Bell Fountain Avenue. You can walk from there on White Oaks Road, and you can walk clear over to 739, because that there's a fire department right there. If you're familiar with the one there in Oakland Heights, there's one there that joins right there with the Sawyer Park property. You can walk from 739 and go right over to Sawyer Park. They did have a trail through there at one time. I don't know if they still do or not, but yep, that was a big memory thing. We used to go over there and jump in there and swim. It wasn't the best swim hole there was, but we've done it before. So we was ornery when we was kids, and I was one of the kids that went with the other ornery kids, and we had a lot of fun at Sawyer, but you had to watch. They'd run you out of there. That wasn't free grace, you know, public park area at that time.
Good memories.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remembrances of the Sawyer Sanitarium, which the one of the buildings is still standing, barely, there on Main Street, right across from the Trinity Baptist Church, the old Trinity Baptist Church. Now, there is nothing that I can tell left of the Sawyer Sanitarium out at Sawyer Ludwig Park. Does anybody remember anything of it left there? Was that where Florence Harding was? I don't remember. I don't know. Were those shelter houses out at the Sawyer Ludwig Park? Was that part of anything that had to do with the original Sawyer Sanitarium? I have no idea. I know they're gone now. I know that. Let's see. Well, we got the GNR here. GNR Tavern, George Yake and Roy Klingel. That's how we got the GNR. Do you like the fried bologna sandwiches? And is there any significance to Lincoln Park? And their, I guess what I would say, they're hosting the Chicago Cubs back in 1920, September 5th, 1920. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, is there a Florence Harding historical marker anywhere in Marion? I don't believe there is. If there is, I don't know where it is. Certainly not a Marilyn Meskey one. Don't know why. But it would be good to know these things. 740-751-4038. You know, Florence Harding was not a, what you would say, a stand in the back first lady. You know, she was a pushy one. That's what all the books say about her. And a lot of people say she would, President Harding would not have been elected president without Florence Harding. So I certainly think she probably deserves her due for what she did, as Marilyn Meskey deserves her due for what she did. So, again, phone lines are open here this morning if you have any thoughts on this. 69 degrees and cloudy skies, 41 minutes past the hour, June the 26th, 2023, last Monday in the month of June. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're going to be at the Marion County Fair coming up next week, starting on Monday, July the 3rd, 4th of July Eve. And we'll let you know the times we're going to be there with Pastor Craig and our little expert here with animals. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
That building there on South Main Street, I thought that was called the Marion Hospital.
You know, I don't know. I was surprised when I was over there this past weekend, because when we went over there, I thought, well, it's apartments. We're going to bother people. But it is completely abandoned now, and they've got wire on the steps, and it looks like people just got up and left. There's still curtains in the windows, lawn furniture outside. It's kind of strange over there.
Well, I have a brother born in 31, and my sister was born in 35, and I know that when I was a kid that she said that they got her tonsils taken out down there at the hospital there on Main Street. So
it might have been. If it was a sanitarium, they certainly would have had some kind of medical things going on.
I think somebody that knows that, it can be looked up because there's somebody. I'm not that old, you know, but there was a lot of us around that probably went there in their times and stuff. There's a lot of people that's a lot older than a lot of people you think here in Marion, I'll tell you that. That knows stuff that don't even know the shows on the radio, I don't think. But, yeah, there's a lot of people around that knows more than what you think about the actual thing of what's going on. I remember that Sawyer Sanitarium well, that it was a high-class place. It wasn't no run-down, beat-up place, I'll tell you that. I don't know when it was built, but there's got to be some work some information on that, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yeah, Bob, I'm going to look into that.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Well, I tell you, we're all looking this morning for information on the old Sawyer Sanitarium that was out at Sawyer Ludwig Park. Cottages, apparently, out there as well. And then what's left of the Sawyer Sanitarium, which stands on North Main Street here in Marion. I don't know. It's very odd, as I say, that there's no historical marker. There's nothing. Just run-down old buildings. Most people in Marion probably have no idea what went on there. You know, when you have a first lady who stayed there and possibly died there, you would think there'd be some kind of commemorative effort. Not to mention the fact that Dr. Sawyer, who ran the place, my understanding, was President Harding's doctor. He's the doctor that pronounced him dead. So there's a lot of history involved in that, that hopefully we will learn as time goes on, same kind of thing as Lincoln Park. How many people know that the Cubs played at Lincoln Park and that President Harding threw some pitches out there years ago? It's interesting. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, we will be at the Marion County Fair starting next Monday, July the 3rd. And don't forget, Senior Citizens Day and Canned Food Day is Monday. Kids Day is Wednesday. Veterans Day is Friday. Now, I do remember they had a Women's Day, but I don't see anything about a Women's Day in this brochure here for the Marion County Fair. So, I guess that's how it goes. 740-751-4038. Well, and on Senior Citizens Day, just for your edification here, from 8 a.m. until noon, there will be free gate admission Monday, July the 3rd, a week from today. And let's see, there's going to be entertainment from 10 to 12 in the Coliseum. That's where we'll be, I believe. 12 to 1, lunch for the first 250 people, 55 years of age and older, $4. I guess $4 for lunch. Senior game time from 1 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock, there'll be door prizes. Well, this is kind of interesting. The entertainment will be Full Moon and Harmonica Man and the Amazing Rex and Dana and the Flying Solo Cup Show with Brian. Well, that's, when is that? 10 a.m. to noon on Monday at the Coliseum. Put on by Kingston. Senior Citizen Activity Day. Well, there you go. Kids Day Activity. Scavenger Hunt, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 5th, 10 a.m. to 12. Face painting, giant games, inflatables, coloring, and more. 11 a.m. pedal tractor pull. 12 p.m. or 12 p.m. the ride's open. A free treat for the first 50 completed scavenger hunts. So that will be going on Kids Day, July the 5th. And on Veterans Day, Friday, July the 7th, There will be a free breakfast for a veteran and one guest at 9 a.m. 10 a.m., the presentation of colors by VFW Post 7201. Pledge of Allegiance, music, recognition of veterans, the laying of the wreath, taps. Oh, and look at this. The speaker at the veterans event on Friday the 7th will be Larry Barnett. I believe that's Major League umpire Larry Barnett. Gotta love Larry Barnett. He's a fun, fun man. I believe that's who that would be. So that will be on Friday. And that goes on starting at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. All these other things happen, so I'm not sure what time he'll be speaking, but show up at 9 a.m. for the breakfast on Friday, July the 7th. So there you go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's going to be a fun-filled week at the fair, and we will be there full out next week. Times to be determined, but I know I'll be there. I know Pastor Craig will be there. I know that our expert in fair things, animals, things of that nature will be there. Matt will be there. Sean will be there. And a whole host of others, hopefully, joining us there at the Marion County Fair. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Come by, say hello. It's always good to see you because you see everybody at the Marion County Fair, and that's one of the nice things about it. All right, 740-751-4038. 69 degrees and cloudy skies, 50 minutes past the hour here. And again, if you have any information on the Sawyer Sanitarium, Lincoln Park, where the Cubs played the Kerrigan Taylors, 1920, with President Harding pitching, or the DNR Tavern, let us know. We love to hear about history or anything going on in your life that you would like to talk about. Don't forget the big event going on with veterans this Saturday, July the 1st. Gather under your veterans flag and have lunch. I believe that's 12:30 to 1:30 on Saturday. And that's pretty much what it is. I've talked to the organizer of that event, and that's how that will all play out. All right. Well, you know, we haven't done any Family Feud or anything in quite some time here. Let's see. You know, we have a very, I'll throw an easy category out to you. Okay, name a food that you might lick. Now, we've got 9 minutes in five answers. Name a food that you might lick. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food that you might lick. Five big answers here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I would say ice cream.
Ice cream, number one on the list.
I was thinking of something a little more provocative, but we'll make an obvious one. How old does one have to be considered a senior citizen at the fair? Because, you know, I'm getting up to that plateau.
Oh, let me see here. Let me take a look. Well, you know, that's also canned food day. So if you just bring a can of beans, you can get in free that day as well.
Do they, if you're a senior citizen and you bring in canned food, do they pay you to go in?
No, they don't.
They should do that.
You know, I believe it's 55.
Maybe bring a can of Geritol or something. That way you're in the senior citizen's theme.
Do you have a can of Geritol?
Probably get it if I needed to. I'd get the Aldi brand.
Okay, senior citizen day. Let's 55 and older.
My goodness. How dare they think of me as being an old-timer?
Well, I think of you as a senior citizen.
I'm a vibrant young man, just like our former president.
Harding?
No, not that one. The one with the orange hair.
Oh,
he said he was a vibrant young man.
Oh, I didn't catch that. But, yeah, 55 and up.
55. That's kind of low for a senior citizen, wouldn't you say?
I think that's what they go by now, like senior housing and things like that. I think it is 55.
You only have 12 and a half years left, my friend.
Well, you know, I don't know. What are you going to do? It'll be a long 12 and a half years.
Okay, that's like almost another station run with a station being 9 years old. So
that's true. By that point, yeah, I could be running my restaurant with Lottie Boy hot dogs.
That could be amusing, couldn't it?
It could.
Okay, well, we'll see you later.
All right. Ice cream number one on the list. Absolutely. Name a food that you might lick. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream number one on the list. We still have four others. And 7 minutes to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream was definitively number one with 40 people. But there are four other answers. Name a food that you might lick. 6 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers here today? Boy, I'll tell you, I'm just a barrel of news this morning since I got this fare book. I don't know how many pages this thing is. Well, over 50. Over 60 pages. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A Tootsie Pop, a lollipop.
Let me see here. Yes, lollipop's number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Lollipop comes in at number two on the list here today. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream number one, lollipop number two, still three to go, and 6 minutes. Going to have to get one every 2 minutes here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream number one, 40 people. Lollipop number two, 25 people. And three answers left to go. Name a food that you might lick. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't think it'd be considered a food, but an ice cube.
No ice cubes on the list.
Okay.
No ice cubes on the list here today. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream number one, lollipop number two. Three answers left to go. What are they? 56 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Barbecue ribs.
No barbecue ribs. Certainly have to lick your fingers after that. No barbecue ribs on the list here today. Name a food that you might lick. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
You remember what they used to say about Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Finger looking good.
Would that be on there?
No chicken on the list.
Fried chicken? Okay, well, that would seem kind of logical, wouldn't it? You know, being a senior citizen, I remember all those commercials from the 70s and 80s, back when commercials were funny and actually had a purpose.
Just make sure the geritol's off your fingers before you lick
that
chicken.
I mean, that's being a senior citizen. I remember all that stuff.
I understand.
Another one, like, you know, like cookie batter. Your mom makes the cookie batter and you lick the spatula or lick the bowl.
No cookie batter on the list.
And they didn't survey any cats, did they? Because cats like to lick the food off their bowl, but they only survey humans, right?
Just humans.
Okay, but if they surveyed cats. Okay, well, I thought I would contribute one of my old-timer answers. Thank you.
Name a food that you might lick. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream number one, lollipop number two. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream was one. 40 people said ice cream. Lollipop was two. 25 people said lollipop. Go ahead, caller.
How about a popsicle?
Popsicle number four. You got it. Popsicle comes in at number four on the list. All right, still two to go. Name a food that you might lick. Name a food that you might lick. Go ahead, caller.
A popsicle?
Popsicle's number four. You got it. Popsicle number four on the list here today. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream, lollipop, and popsicle. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We got 2 minutes left to go, and the last two things on here are not food. Why they're on this list, I have no idea. But the last two things on here are not food. So it becomes more something that you might lick. So think about that. Name something that you might lick. I mean, the category is name a food that you might lick, but I don't know why these last two answers are not food. Ice cream number one, lollipop number two, popsicle number four. But the other two items even kind of go together. Things that you might lick. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, again, tempted to make an answer that's not suitable for all listeners.
We don't need that.
Clean one. Well, you probably were thinking the same thing I was. You said not a food. How about like a battery? People used to put their tongue on like a 9-volt battery.
No, not a battery.
But people have done that, though.
People have.
Okay. No, that's the first thing I thought of.
See, no batteries. No batteries on the list here today. Name a food that you might lick. Ice cream, lollipop, and popsicle. The last two are not foods and not batteries either. 740-751-4038 with about 30 seconds left to go. All right, let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Lips.
Not lips. Good guess. Lips not on the list today, but certainly a lot of people have licked their lips. All right, we'll get one more call in. We got 10 seconds left here to go. We'll see if we can slide this call in. Go ahead, caller.
Stamps or envelopes?
You're listening to WWPA's Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The worst
first time?
Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time? What's the first time? Does it rhyme? Either time. First time I met him, when he came back to Vegas, Shecky, I want you to come on my show. You are going to be one of the biggest things that I've ever had on my show.